This talking book is the property of Jewish Care.
Sailing Out a Dream by Clive Shelter.
Published by Geffen. It is being read via Simon Cohen with the copyright holder's permission. No part of this publication may be reproduced, recorded, copied or transmitted without the prior permission of the copyright holder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Section 1.
The Challenge. Single-handed sailing has to be one of the most uncomfortable and demanding sports. With little sleep and no relief, it's difficult to explain why anyone would want to do it. Yet I did. And the North Atlantic was the challenge. Standing outside the Deutsche Bank in Hamburg, I was beginning to feel the cold. I watched as people hurried about their business in the fading light of a winter afternoon. In another hour, the bank would close, and though I had been there for some time, I still couldn't make up my mind. I had in my pocket $500, which could book me a place in the next transatlantic race. My dilemma was whether or not to send the money to the race organisers in England. The race, which is for single-handers, takes place every 4 years. It begins in Plymouth, England, and finishes in Newport, America. During the race, each competitor must sail his boat alone, using just the wind, till he or she reaches America. No accompaniment or escort.